Hey, you're listening to Under the Hood with Debbie Adams. I hope you're having a great Sunday. I can't believe it's February 3rd already. This podcast is really about all of the stuff that happens under the hood as it relates to entrepreneurship and money and becoming profitable and all of that stuff. Today I wanted to talk about how this Newfoundlander fell in love with Napoleon Hill and all of his teachings. I grew up in an environment that can best be described as a scarcity mindset. There was all kinds of judgment around people who were successful. We didn't come from an affluent society. We weren't middle class, and as a result, we had all of the conditioning that goes along with being raised in that type of setting. I learned later in life, when I was forced into entrepreneurship, that to question my own mindset. Like a lot of people, I listened to the movie or I watched the movie The Secret. But Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich, written in 1937, really brought all of the principles around abundance mindset to life for me. It caused me to sit back and challenge my own assumptions. What I used to think about, when I used to think about people who had a lot of money and all of the judgment that used to come up in me around that topic, needed to change if I was going to be somebody who would get out there and make money myself. So I had to take the time to really question what it was that I thought. I also had to give myself permission to make a decision to become financially successful. And that was a little bit painful because I came from a background, you know, especially with my first 11 years being spent in the military, my background was more of somebody with a heart to serve, not somebody who had the profit motive front of mind. Actually, I came from a place where somebody who talked a little bit about too much, about money would be judged harshly. And I knew all of this going into business. So I didn't just have to learn how to do business. I didn't just have to learn what it was I could monetize and how much I could charge for that service. I also needed to look at what was going on below the surface, under the hood, so to speak. What was going on at a subconscious level that may have been getting in the way of me becoming profitable earlier. What I learned as time went on was that if an individual can have scarcity mindset, is it also possible that a region or an area can be inflicted with scarcity mindset as well? It's not a concept that's popular. It's one that when I bring it up, people kind of, they don't like for me to say that. I don't know. Sometimes there's a resistance to having people take responsibility for their own condition. But I think it's a dialogue that needs to be talked about. I think it's something that in future is going to have to be talked about just because of the way that, you know, a lot of provinces are getting in over their head financially. We need to start to mobilize people to do the best that they can for themselves as well. And maybe I'm going to have a role to play in that. I'm definitely somebody who's moved from scarcity mindset to abundance mindset. I have none of the old judgment around making money. I love teaching other people about money mindset. Yes, I wrote a book called Money Mindset, and every year I teach Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich in a book club workshop style. And if you're interested in that, you can reach out to me. My website is www.peoplecan.ca. I would love to hear what you think about the whole notion that you're in the situation that you're in because of the way that you think. Because that is exactly what we have to accept if we're going to start on this journey to shift from scarcity to abundance. Have a great day, and I'll be talking to you again real soon. Who's your daddy?